This is a HeadGum Podcast.
London.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In England, we're coming to do a live show, two live shows, September 14th and 15th of this year, 2018. Mm-hmm. One of them is sold out. That's on Saturday the 15th. But one of them, there are tickets still available. But for how long, you ask? Who knows?
Yeah. If history is any judge, maybe not for long, because yeah. The other show sold out.
So it's part of the London Podcast Festival. We're doing it at King's Place. We do this every year. We love it. You love it. Come on. It's going to be great. We've already put thought into these shows, so yeah. We know what we're doing. so you should come out. TCGTE.com/live. Yeah. Is the link on the internet to buy tickets.
And if you're coming to the shows and you have a problem you want us to solve on stage, email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com, and put in the subject, London.
Yeah, and the date, the show that you're coming.
Yes.
So yeah, do all that stuff. And now on with the show. But first, go to tcgte.com/live, buy tickets, hit pause while you do that, and then...
No, you can keep listening.
No, I want them to give the show the full attention it deserves. This one's a good one.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
How are you doing this week, Tim?
I got the summertime blues.
That's not a thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is a thing and there ain't no cure for it.
I know, which is the doctor gave me my results today. And I was I mean... To be honest, There is a cure for the summertime blues.
But it's opioids.
No.
What?
It's horrible.
Oh, no. I mean, it would make you feel better in the short term, at least.
No, that's not something to joke about, Tom.
I know. I don't know why you brought it up.
The real cure for the summertime blues is autumn, the fall.
Yeah.
You can't have the summertime blues if it's not the summertime. There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I got news for you. It's September 21st. That's the cure.
Because the fall's, we've talked about this, the fall's depressing because it means the winter's coming.
Well, first of all, Tom, the fall is depressing because everything dies during it.
Yeah.
But not really. The fall is crisp, and if you're in the right mindset, the fall is the perfect season for you to check off those things on your list that you've been meaning to get to.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. You know how the summer like gets away from you?
Yeah,
like,
but
how often do you wake up and say to your wife, "Ugh, I can't believe it's mid-August already."
Well, I never. I don't have a wife, so I haven't done that.
Yeah, but I do it to my wife.
Yeah.
I can't.
And she's probably like, "Why'd you wake me up? I was fast asleep."
Yeah, but
it's
I'll just
5
be
o'clock
like,
in the morning.
Yeah, but it's mid-August.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll say, and I'll shake her some more.
If the things on the list are
like... Snap out of it. It's already almost the end of summer.
If the things on the list are like, go to the beach, you can't do that in the fall. I mean, you could, but you look like an idiot out there with your bathing suit on.
Have you been to the beach yet this summer, Tom?
No.
Have you been in a pool this summer? Yeah,
yes.
I've seen
me
you
dive, baby.
Tom, you and I and a bunch of other people went away for a weekend at a big house with a pool.
Really big house.
And you were diving off the diving board while a bunch of people were inside.
Yeah.
Everybody except for me, every time you jumped to dive, every time, like... Everybody would gasp and be like, oh my God, thinking that you would, like, to me, the scariest thing in the world is a diving accident.
Oh my God, he's doing it.
But like, they're like, and it came down to, they were like, I was like, he's diving off a diving board, everybody.
Into a diving area.
And they were just like, yeah, I just don't see Tom as capable of doing that without hurting himself.
Wow, those people are idiots.
Yeah.
Our friends. Yeah, somebody did tell me that afterwards. They were like, I was gasping. I was like, why were you gasping? I was just doing regular dives. And like after a while of doing it, didn't you realize like, oh, it seems like he knows what he's doing?
They didn't know you were a Hasselhoff-esque hunk.
Yeah.
Who's well-trained in water
sports.
Yeah, sports, but not in like the...
yeah, not the war sports you're thinking of.
Right.
Yeah, I was actually, man, I would have really given everybody a gasp because somebody else there was like, was giving me like, oh, I don't know. There's a sign.
The business.
There's a sign that says no diving. And I was like, yeah, but there's a diving board.
How deep was that pool?
I would say probably 8 feet.
That's deep.
8 or 9 feet.
Dive,
oh, yeah. I mean, it had a diving board. Like, you can't put a diving board in like a 3 foot pool.
You can do a cannonball or a pin drop.
That's true. A pin drop's even more dangerous.
Is it?
Break your ankle like Tom Cruise did in the movie.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of us are tough like Tom Cruise.
But when I was, like, first going to do it, somebody was like, oh, I don't know, there are signs that say no diving. I'm like, well, it's a rental house for insurance reasons. I'm sure they don't want anybody diving, but I know what I'm doing.
And also because they don't want anybody to die.
Yeah, but then
there's
also
a sign that says no dying.
but I was like...
Covers them in case somebody dies.
Right? I was
well, they technically broke the terms and conditions here.
I was like, you know, I could dive into the shallow end here. And then they were like, no.
Yeah, that's...
But I'm like, I know how to, like, you have to do it right. Like,
I know you know how
I know.
To. I don't know. I don't trust you at 37 to execute that correctly.
Oh, I'd execute. It's fine. You just have to do a very shallow dive. But I was like,
when's
you
the
know,
last time you've done a very shallow dive?
I did some... Oh, actually, I didn't do any shallow ones.
That's my biggest fear, seeing somebody do that. Or, like, having that happen to somebody that I care about, Tom.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, and honestly, it's not...
Or you.
It's not worth the risk of doing it. Yeah. Like, I've...
I mean, we all would have hoisted you up onto our shoulders.
Limp.
No, if you executed it correctly. If you hurt yourself, we all would have run away and been like,
me.
It said no diving! You're going to be in trouble.
You didn't listen. It was his idea.
Good weekend, everybody. See you back in New
York.
But
that's why I was basically like, you know, I've been trained how to do this, and I've had to do it in situations. But like, no, it's not worth doing it to be like, no, I can do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I was doing regular dives and back dives.
Back dives? I didn't even see that.
Oh, you didn't see the back dives? I thought the back dives were what was making people gasp.
No. It was just like basic things. People are like, I don't think Tom could do that.
Well, hopefully those people learned a lesson.
Tom, a lot of people lost a lot of money underestimating Tom Reynolds.
Oh, there was betting going on?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have wanted to get in on that.
I was like, I bet you he won't die.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'll take you up on that.
I can hold my breath for a really long time. You could have bet the opposite, and that would just float it up. And they've been like, oh, he's dead. Pay up. And then once you got your money, you could give me the high sign. I go,
and then me and you hightail it into the woods. We split the money. They never see us again.
Never see our good friends again.
Yeah.
I recently found something out about myself genetically, Tim.
Ooh.
From one of the DNA testing websites.
You don't want to say which one?
No, because look, they want the publicity. They got to show me the money.
Is it the one that... potentially sold your
information
to a large pharmaceutical company?
Look, man, if
that's
they're...
what we were all expecting them to do, right? Like, I
no,
don't want to know about my
ancestry. Make...
I want you to tell me
experiment on my DNA with drugs.
No, just give it to like the richest corporation in the world.
Well, to be fair, I'm sure they didn't give it to them.
Yeah.
They were paid handsomely for it.
I'm sure that money trickles down to the people that...
Yeah,
that...
I'm sure I'll get a royalty check from that,
cool.
on my DNA. But they sent me new results. Get this, Tim. I found out why it's so hard for me to harmonize with you.
You're tone deaf?
No, I have perfect pitch.
No, you don't. Is that what it tells you?
Not that I have perfect pitch, but that I'm able to replicate tones.
What?
Based on hearing them.
Is this a
genetic
thing?
So that's why
thing?
I'm always like matching your tone.
Well, it's also because you don't know anything about the creation of music.
Instead of harmonizing, because it's just genetically, I'm predisposed to like, I hear, and I go,
I am so confused. How is this phrased?
How is it phrased? It's like, hey, sonny boy, you're...
No, that's not how they write the letter.
No, they write him in a very folksy style.
Do they?
No. I'll find it. Your new genetic report. Ability to match musical pitch. Whether you can sing at a concert or barely carry a tune, your DNA is probably playing a role in your ability to match a musical pitch.
But if you can't carry a tune, what does that mean?
You don't need to carry a tune. You just need to be able to match a pitch. Baby, give me a pitch. Throw out a pitch. Hey, throw me a pitch.
That's not even close.
It's the same sound. What are you talking about?
It's a major third. You're a little flat.
I didn't look at, maybe I'll go sharper. But I didn't look at these other ones. Mosquito bite frequency.
How are you doing on that?
You know what? I'm going to have to log in to find out. Hair photo bleaching. Boy, a lot going on here.
Hair photo bleaching? Tom, we don't have time for this. We have salads to talk about this week.
Yeah, we're talking about salads, but I'm going to log into this website first. Hair photo, I think it's like your hair turning blonde in the sun.
Okay. All these things.
You ever
are
do that? You ever put some lemon juice in your hair, Tim? Go blonde for the summer?
I put sun in it.
More likely to experience hair photo bleaching, and that is the case.
You are?
Yeah.
None of this is true. You just demonstrated you can't match a tone.
Uh-huh.
Your hair is almost jet black. And it's the dead of summer.
A mix of jet black and platinum.
Those are gray hairs. Those are like steel wool, those strands. salads. Well, do you want to go through your other results?
I'm likely to be bitten as often as others. That's mosquito bites.
As often as others. What does that mean?
And then
you're not immune to bug bites?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for the update.
And I'm less likely than average to be afraid of heights, which is not true. I am afraid of heights.
Well, less likely doesn't mean that you're not.
Oh, who are you, a lawyer for this company?
I am. Your DNA is now the property of GlaxoSmithKline.
Oh, no.
And you're not allowed to actually say these results publicly.
And you can't use your DNA data anymore.
No, if you have a child...
Yeah, you owe us.
Yeah, exactly. That child is property
of
GlaxoSmithKline because...
That child is our intellectual property.
Yeah.
Tim, this week we're talking about salads. I can't believe we've never done this topic before.
Me neither.
Especially during our salad days. What the hell does that mean?
You're when you're rolling in it.
But why is it salad days? If anything, it would be like my steak days.
Yeah, people eat... Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive lunches that I get during my work week are the sweet green salads.
Yeah, but that's a sweet green thing. That's not like a salad thing. No, like a place...
A good salad? I think salad days implies you're eating a good salad.
Yeah, but when the term salad days came up, there weren't like salad-only restaurants.
When
like
did
there
the
are
term
now.
Salad days come up?
I'm going to say the 70s or 80s when salads got big.
I mean, I think it was way before that.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Salad days. The phrase was coined in Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra in 1606.
What? Why?
Not the 1980s when, quote, salads got big.
Yeah, but that, well, you know, it probably meant something different back then. It was probably like,
it's an idiomatic expression meaning youthful time accompanied by the inexperience, enthusiasm, idealism, innocence, or indiscretion that one associates with a young person.
So like fresh. You're like a fresh salad, not you're eating a lot of salads.
A more modern use, especially in the United States, refers to a heyday, a period when somebody was mm-hmm. at the peak of their abilities, like us right now,
yeah.
not necessarily in that person's
And they
youth.
Could afford all the hay they wanted. They didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Heyday,
yeah.
right? It's just like, yeah, the day that you were able to purchase the most hay
right.
for your horses.
Well, and when somebody... When somebody uses the phrase, I'm going to turn this payday into a heyday, it means I'm getting paid today. I'm going to use that money to buy a lot of hay.
Right. Whether the point is that youth like salad is raw, or that salad is highly flavored and youth loves high flavors.
What?
Or that innocent herbs are youth's food as milk is babies and meat is men's.
Well, that's like, there's a lot to follow there.
Few of those who use the phrase could perhaps tell us. If so, it is fitter for parrots than for human speech. This is from Fowler's Dictionary of Modern English Usage.
And what year is that?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Is that Shakespearean times?
Yeah.
We were talking about Shakespeare earlier. You were bragging to me about how you were Romeo in a class reading of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
I wasn't bragging. I just said in eighth grade we had to read Romeo and Juliet in English class.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher made me Romeo, and I think he was like, hey, Tim, why don't you be Romeo? And everybody's like, ah. I was like, shut up, I have braces. I'm fatter than I want to be. But I had to read it, like, every morning. It was first period, and I was always, like, really tired.
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
There's all these words I'd never seen before, and, like, in a dialect that I didn't understand. Mm. And I was just like, phonetically, like, reading things. And then he was getting on me about, like, oh, you need to put more put some more emotion into it. You're a young man in love, huh? And then it was just like, hey, I bet some of you have crushes on each other. And it's like, shut up.
Hey, you're a young man in love, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And stop talking about this with me, you creepy old man.
For some
Stop rubbing your hand. You know this teacher that I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know
who it is, yeah. He rubbed his hands together when he spoke.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys like this, right?
Yeah. You teens like sex, right? Yeah, well, you
His little spectacles that he wore. He's a good man.
Speaking of which, for like years, my lunch in high school was at 10:45 in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, but school started at like...
Yeah. I had a problem with how early it started too. And a lot of problems with their whole timetable.
Like, you were already up for like 6 hours when that happened.
That's true. I was usually starving by 10:45 and I had eaten breakfast.
Yeah.
That is probably my first memories of salad come from the salad that was forced on us during lunch. I guess it was all the time, but they especially would force it during Pizza Friday.
Yeah.
That's when, like, the salad was not optional because they were like, we're giving you pizza. It's like, yeah, but this is the worst pizza I've ever seen in my life. And they're like, we're going to give you salad, which was just oily lettuce.
There was a rumor when I was in second grade, I think, that the pizza sauce on the pizza was blood. I never believed it, though.
I mean, Tim, for no other reason than that would be very expensive. Maybe not human blood.
I didn't know how much blood. How old is a second grader? 7?
Yeah, 7 or 8, I think.
Yeah, I'm not like, whoa, the going rate for human blood. I'm not like you trolling the dark web for blood.
Even if it wasn't human blood, it would still be, even if it was like cow blood or pig's blood, still more expensive than tomato sauce.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, tomatoes are cheaper than blood.
How much is like rat's blood?
I don't think you can buy that.
I don't know. The school
no, because
has,
then they'd have to go out and get the rats.
Standards.
Like cow blood and pig blood, that's just a byproduct of like them butchering those animals.
Yeah, I understand, Tom. I worked in a butcher shop.
Yeah. How much did blood go for at your butcher
shop?
It
was free. We gave it to all
free
the schools
blood.
For
oh,
use on their pizza. Oh, I guess I answered my own question.
Yeah, it was buy 5 meatballs, get a free pint of blood.
Yeah. Gross. I would never want to drink blood, to be clear. Never have, never would.
Do you remember though the salad that they would give us? It was like oil and pepper on lettuce.
Yeah, it was just lettuce, right?
It was just lettuce. Like there was no onion, tomato, croutons, nothing like that. It was lettuce. It was like 3 pieces of lettuce too. They were stingy with it as well.
Yeah, I mean that's fresh lettuce.
It was not fresh.
I mean it wasn't brown.
No, I guess not. And I guess in fairness, like they were giving us like 3 pieces because they were like, you little bastards aren't going to eat this anyway.
I was going to razz you and be like, that was the first time you saw salad. But like you were talking about how the 80s were like the salad days.
Yeah.
And not your salad days, which would make sense. But like it's when salad came to prominence. I don't remember. Like, my family had... Oh, you know what? My family had salad with dinner most nights, I'd say.
Well, I think that's the difference. Like, because my family would too, but it was like at least some effort salad. It wasn't just lettuce with oil on it.
Here's what the salad was in my household.
Okay.
Probably iceberg lettuce.
Uh-huh.
Because it was the 80s.
Yeah. And it's go-go. Hey, you like it cold.
Yeah. You know why it's called iceberg lettuce?
Comes from icebergs.
Yep. They grow it on icebergs.
Yeah.
Radishes.
Okay. Sliced or whole?
Sliced.
Okay.
Monsters?
I don't know.
Carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Sliced.
Sliced or shredded?
Sliced.
Mm.
I would have loved a shredded. Because, like, I'll be honest with you. The sliced carrots...
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had to eat them by themselves, right? You couldn't get a fork with a forkful of something else on there.
Although the problem with shredded carrots is you go, ooh, shredded cheese.
Mm.
And then you're like, oh, it's carrots. I pulled this one on my dog the other day. I gave my dog some shredded carrots, and she was like flipping out thinking it was cheese because it looks like shredded cheese that I give her sometimes.
Mm.
But she ate it. Dogs like carrots.
Yeah, I fed a dog carrots the other day. This dog became my best friend.
It's just
took the number one spot above you, Tom.
Oh no!
Yeah,
dogs like carrots.
Yeah, no, nobody's disputing.
My dog doesn't like lettuce. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, lettuce.
She'll chew it for a little bit, and then just go like, and
also
just spit it out.
Lettuce, what it like? It scrubs your intestines or something.
Yeah, it's roughage.
Yeah, you don't want the dog. You know, like. You know, unless you've potty trained your dog, which you haven't yet, which is insane to me.
Of course she's trained.
No, to use the bathroom.
No, to
like
use the
a,
toilet. No, yeah. She's, yeah, I'm still trying.
It would be nice.
God, it would be so nice. It would double my quality of living.
Only, you know what? It would.
That dog would never
if
get to go outside again.
Only if you could teach her to flush it, too. Because, like, how gross would it be? Like, you come in the morning. To brush your teeth and use the bathroom, and there's this dog
poop. A couple of dog turds.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know why. I understand, like, the alternative is you're downstairs picking it up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. I'd prefer, and I would put effort into teaching her how to flush it, but all things considered, it's easier for me to flush a toilet than pick up hot poop.
I know you can...
with a bag.
You just leave it there till it cools down a little bit. Come back a few hours later. I know it's possible to train a cat to use a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Do they teach dogs? Dogs can't friggin' sit still, right?
They can sit still.
Sleeping dogs do lie, though.
I think it's harder to get, like, for a dog to balance themselves up on a toilet than a cat.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you can get them, like, a baby toilet.
I'm not going to get my dog a baby toilet.
Why? If it means that you don't have to walk her in the winter?
No, but then I'd have
it's
to, like,
so cold
take
outside.
The baby toilet and throw that, you know, like, take the little pot out and put that in the toilet.
Yeah.
Too much. Too much trouble.
Red onions were usually in the salad.
Oh, yeah. A good option.
And then sometimes Italian dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just straight up oil and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Never ranch. We weren't a ranch household. I didn't really know about ranch until I was probably like 15 years old.
Yeah, you know what? I only knew about ranch as like a dip for chips at parties.
Yeah.
That's when the ranch would come out.
That to me seemed more
it
of a...
It was the mix, the powder
yeah,
that you mix.
That was like sour cream and the onion soup mix.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's
not
ranch.
Ranch. You can do that with ranch too. Yeah, you know what? I don't think we did that. I think it was just a sour cream.
Yeah, everybody talks like about ranch like it's like the national flavor or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's just Hidden Valley trying to
rewrite history.
Yeah, trying to gaslight us. No, it was always ranch you were eating. Nah, I think it was just a French onion soup dip.
What about did your family salads have croutons?
You know what? Once in a while.
Yeah.
But not really. Not often.
Yeah, I was always...
And it wasn't because we couldn't afford it, Tom.
Did you have to make your own croutons out of old bread?
It's
like, well, this bread, we can either give it to the birds or we can make croutons out of it.
Why wouldn't you just make croutons out of it? I'll tell you why. I'm not a fan of croutons.
Well, my family
on salad.
Like to help out birds, unlike your family.
You're not supposed to feed birds bread.
You're not supposed to rip their legs off either, Tim.
What does that mean?
You know damn well what that means.
I like bread. I don't like croutons.
You don't like croutons?
Not on salads.
Oh, when I was a kid,
I don't like anything super crunchy.
Oh,
it's like if you made a great thing into something into a crunchy abomination.
No,
not
when
on
I
was, board.
When I was a kid, croutons were how you got me into a salad, but I was like doled out like a small amount of croutons. So obviously, if you're just gonna eat a bowl of croutons, the salad's no longer healthy.
What do you think about those sesame sticks? I feel like those are meant to do the same.
You know what? I haven't come across them that often. I think to have a strong opinion.
Yeah, they're fine, Tom.
Yeah,
I don't think they add. I think it's it's not worth the calories. If you ask me,
how many calories are in them?
Like more?
Are they healthier than croutons?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know about anything. Tom, you came into this episode. You said, I have so much to talk about salad.
I do. Yeah, so let's get into it.
This might be a two-parter. So I am going to hang back. Now that I've told you what salad my family ate usually when I was a child, that's all I had to say.
I think
it's time for you to take the wheel and... this will become your salad days.
I want to, you know what, I'm going to put it in here, crunch, because I want to get back to that. It's in the notes. It'll be coming up. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For later in the episode, we'll be talking about crunch.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So I was surprised to find, you know what the official definition of a salad is?
A bunch of things in a bowl.
No.
Food. Oh, food. All right, food, first of all, is food.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, it doesn't need lettuce.
No. If you're talking lettuce in a salad, you're talking about a garden salad,
pal. That's true. Okay. So a combination of different foods eaten together.
Almost.
Okay.
A mixture of small pieces of food.
I don't know. If you saw how big these carrots were cut. Celery, too. I forgot about celery.
You put celery in there? Uh-huh. I don't think we had celery in our salads.
It didn't add anything. It adds
crunch, which you don't like.
Exactly.
Which we'll get to later, but
sorry.
Not yet.
Sorry.
All right. So let's get some of that out of the way first. Talking about garden salads versus every other kind of salad.
Yeah. Okay.
Potato salad, macaroni salad, chicken salad, tuna salad, bean salad.
Out of all of them,
yeah,
bean salad's good. The rest, too much mayo. Come on.
So you know what those are called?
Mayo salads.
Bound salads.
Bound?
Bound salads.
Bound?
Bound salads.
Bound salads?
Yes.
Okay. Because the mayo is the binding?
Yes. A bound salad are assembled with thick sauces, such as mayonnaise.
What else?
One portion of a true bound salad will hold its shape when placed on a plate with an ice cream scoop.
That's
the test.
That's a pretty good test.
Scoop it with an ice cream scoop, put it in, and if that ain't gonna hold, it ain't a bound salad.
Tom, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Do you own an ice cream scoop?
Yes.
Impressive.
Not one of those fancy ones.
For all
like,
your bound salads? with the thing that will...
With the thing, with the button that will like... That thing never works anyway.
No. Yeah. I imagine there is a fancy ice cream scoop with that button.
Where it's probably got a motor, mechanism, a gas-powered motor.
Yeah, is nice. That's not for people like you and me.
No, it's not within
for a higher class of person.
It's not within our price range to have that kind of... I thought I was fancy just having an ice cream scoop at all.
I don't have an ice cream scoop.
You know what? I bought an ice cream scoop, and it was dumb because my freezer sucks anyway. Nothing ever is cold enough for me to need an ice cream scoop out of there.
Tom, my freezer might be too cold.
I wish we could pull a Freaky Friday and switch refrigerators.
I tried turning down the freezer. I tried turning up the temperature in my freezer.
Uh-huh.
My wife hit me with a rolling pin.
Oh,
right,
man.
Right over the head.
Yeah, she's nearly trying to keep things frozen in there.
Fractured my skull.
Well, you should have asked.
Yeah, I was just like, I think the ice cream's too hard.
And I don't want to spend all this money on an ice cream scoop.
And she beat the shit out of me.
Well, you had it coming if you ask me.
Yeah.
What do you think about... So there are four ways you can eat a salad.
Hands.
No, not that. You're thinking of it wrong.
Are you talking about a bound salad
no,
or a
I'm
garden
talking about
salad?
Any kind of salad now. Okay. I'm back to talking about the full range of salads. And here
bound and garden. Is there any other kind?
Yes.
Is Chex Mix a salad?
I mean, technically, I guess it is.
It's small ingredients.
Yeah, it's a mixture of small pieces of food.
Awesome. Hey, I know what I'm going to eat for lunch tomorrow. A salad, wink, wink.
Well, you know what? Here's where it might be excluded, because here are the four types of salads. An appetizer salad, a side salad, a main salad, and a dessert salad. Chex Mix is a snack salad, which is not technically
a
salad.
Side salad. A sandwich and a small baggie of
Chex
Mix.
If I ever came to your house for dinner... And like on the side of the plate was Chex Mix.
What about for lunch, you a-hole? I make grilled cheese and you have some Chex Mix on the side?
But that's not a salad. I think a salad, even though it doesn't say it here, is something you can eat with a fork. And you can't eat Chex Mix with a fork.
You can eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, but even...
Chex itself is meant to be eaten with a spoon.
It needs to be wet for you to really get a spoon in there well.
No, I don't think you're right on that.
Do you ever eat Chex Mix with milk?
No, the spices would screw it all up.
Make it some spicy milk.
Friggin-
if anything, it would cancel out the spices.
It would wash the spices off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't recommend anybody try putting milk in their Chex Mix. And I mean that.
God, I have so many things to talk about.
Okay, sorry.
Well, first thing.
Is weird because I never think of you as a person who has ever eaten a salad.
I eat salads all the time.
Not bound salads. You eat like mayo out
no,
of the...
No, not. So not a bound salad, just plain mayonnaise.
Yeah. You stick your hand in a jar of mayo and then just lick your fingers all day.
And my hand, my palm.
Yeah.
Doing this research, salad's a weird looking word. And at one point I thought like it was being spelled wrong.
It's a palindrome.
No, it's not.
It's almost a palindrome.
If it was salas, it would be.
You're a dalid.
Yeah, her dalids. Yeah, we should change it to dalid, just so it's a palindrome. No, and that's what I was like, S-A-L-A-D. Like, at a certain point, I was like, nah, I think this website's spelling it wrong because I had been looking at it too much. And then I thought, like, it was the Mandela effect that, like, maybe I'm from a reality where it was spelled, like, S-A-L-I-D-S.
What are you, an idiot?
It was just, I was looking at the word too much, and it looked funny to me after a while.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Here, this will be a call and response section.
Nice. Should I match your pitch?
If you can. All right. I don't know if you're genetically predisposed to being able to.
Okay.
I don't want to put you
out. I'm a genetically predisposed harmonizer.
I don't. Well, yeah.
They were like, you hit a fifth every time you try.
What would you say are the best ingredients for a salad?
Oh, I thought you were going to go through things and I was going to respond. Oh, you were just asking me a question?
That's the call, and now I'm waiting for the response.
So a call and response situation to you is just asking somebody a question?
Yeah.
Asking
about
a question.
And now give me the response.
Okay. You need a base of some sort of green.
Yeah. I mean, and for this section, we are talking about garden salads.
Okay. So I'm going to say a base of green, but that's not the best part. I'm assuming that there's a good green in there. I'm not a huge fan of iceberg lettuce. Mm-hmm. I like either spinach or a spring mix.
You know what? I was going to say, I feel like when we were young, because of Popeye, there wasn't as much spinach around.
Because Popeye was eating it all?
No. Because like...
Most of the spinach was being shipped to the Popeye cartoon corporation,
you know,
to feed to Popeye.
The
to
spinach,
keep him so strong.
The spinach industry was real mad at Popeye at one point because everybody wanted canned spinach because of Popeye, and they want I'm laughing like I'm making this up, but I swear to God it's true.
Okay.
That they were real mad because like the fresh spinach demand went down because everybody was like, well, Popeye eats canned spinach.
Let me tell you something, Tom.
I mean, I don't get... They're
Popeye
still making
is
the
best
spinach.
Thing that ever happened to spinach.
Yeah.
The Nickelodeon's telling us that Brussels sprouts are gross.
Mm-hmm.
Lima beans.
Yeah.
And then here's a guy that's coming along speaking our language.
Yeah, going, oh, yeah. I love me spinach.
Yeah, and he's advocating for spinach. Yeah. They can go screw. And also... the high iron content?
Yeah,
that, like,
a lot of iron. That's what made the muscles.
But it was due to a misprint in like the early 20th century. Like there was not that much iron in spinach, but like it was a myth that perpetuated to when they were like, what's going to make them strong? Oh, this has a lot of iron in it. Yeah. But it doesn't have any more like iron than like broccoli. Mm-hmm. So the spinach, the fine folks at the Spinach Council should slow their roll and
stop looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Exactly. If you're going to hate anybody, hate Bluto.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, he was kidnapping a woman.
Yeah, he's kidnapping a woman and trying to make her his girlfriend when she had no interest. She was Popeye's girlfriend. Yeah. She had a child with Popeye. Wait, what
about Wimpy defrauding everybody in town?
Was Sweet Pea the child of Popeye and Olive Oil?
Mm-hmm.
What? Really, though?
Yeah, why?
I don't think so. I think it's like a baby they found.
don't know. You think it was a baby from like a previous marriage? I don't know the
the ins and outs.
Yeah,
I think they found a baby.
They cared for them. They raised it.
I think it was like in the 30s. Like a lot of people found babies a lot. Like there were just babies around.
Explain your line of thinking.
Because it was the Depression, the Great Depression.
Yeah,
and the Dust Bowl.
Right. So you think there were babies around there were just people for sailors to find?
Yeah, people don't want babies. They'd leave them at the docks. Hmm. And you'd be like, oh, what do we have here? A baby.
You can leave them at the fire station, Tom.
Well, what if they're all fill up? Go to the docks. Anyway.
I don't recommend anybody leave a baby anywhere.
Not even with
a
loved one.
Except in the care of a professional.
I think... The idea with Popeye and spinach, though, was like this makes you strong, but it's like Popeye never ate a can of spinach and was like, delicious. It was like, nah, it's gross, but it'll make you strong. You have to just stomach it.
So you think we didn't eat spinach when we were kids?
Yeah.
In salads?
Yeah.
Because spinach- Popeye made it uncool. Even though the Popeye cartoons were from the 1940s.
Spinach, like, I don't know. Like, when I was a kid, there was only, like, sautéed spinach. There wasn't, like, raw spinach as a salad.
I mean, what do you know? You knew it was
know.
In your house because your mom bought it at the supermarket.
Yeah.
She probably just passed by the spinach section. She was a big Popeye fan, and I know that.
I feel like people didn't eat spinach salads. Up until recently.
Okay.
But spinach is the best salad base, the best salad green, in my opinion.
Yeah. Let's shake on it.
All right.
They don't need to know, though. but in terms of...
All right, so we agree on the greens.
Yeah. First thing I'm doing at a salad bar...
Uh-oh.
I'm going for...
I loosening my belt.
The peppers. Either red or green.
Well, either one, it doesn't matter to you?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
People who are like, oh, I prefer this and I won't eat the other one, shut up. They taste exactly the same. They're the same pepper, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, sometimes you get red and green in one pepper.
Yeah, like Christmas time. what's your first move at the salad bar?
Ooh, first move would probably be onions.
Hmm. You know what? Too much onions ruins a salad.
Yeah. And,
I was always
breath.
Heavy with the red onion, and I didn't really care for salad. I like a little bit of onion in there, but cut back, people. Come on.
Yeah, especially
spare
if you're
me,
be
is what I say.
Kissing on people after.
Yeah. Are you one of these guys who's like, I need a protein in my salad?
No, but I do like having one.
What's your go-to?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms have protein?
Yeah.
Okay. I never really thought to, you know what? I'm not a big mushroom fan, but a salad mushroom is my preferred mushroom. You know what? Canned mushrooms ruined mushrooms for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had canned mushrooms in my life.
Slimy.
Oh, it's way too slimy.
Yeah.
I mean, mushrooms are slimy enough as it is. You don't need to put them in
a
can.
Dry out a mushroom as much as possible.
You don't need to put them in a can full of slime.
Yeah, and I'll eat mushrooms all the live long day.
Yeah. I prefer a sautéed mushroom in my salad, but I will gladly accept a raw mushroom.
I want it
sliced
to say
up,
so it tastes like foam, like
what?
Foam siding or something.
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
You want them to? Or?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it scratches the same itch how like I want to eat chalk. It's a taste I crave that is, you're not supposed to eat these things.
Right.
Chalk, foam.
Toilet paper.
I don't want to eat toilet paper.
There are people that eat toilet paper.
Not
me. Use toilet paper, of course.
But I don't do that. Why are you
I'm not
that?
I'm just pointing out other weird things, inedible things people like to eat.
I mean, it's edible.
Well, I mean, I get it's not poisonous, but it's not edible. It's not meant to be eaten.
That's not what edible means.
What
though.
Does edible mean?
It can be eaten.
Yeah, but I mean, like you're edible, but I wouldn't introduce you like, oh, here's my friend Tim, he's edible.
It's not the first thing you'd say about me, but if you had to come up with like 50 adjectives to describe me, at some point you'd be like, all right, charming,
edible.
Funny, handsome. But then it's like, I don't know.
Edible.
Yeah. Soft.
what would your next salad topping be? What would your protein be if you had to have a or are you not a I have to have a protein guy?
I'm not a have to have a protein guy, but lately I've been putting black beans in salads and
I like chickpeas in salads.
You know what? Chickpeas can go jump off a take a long walk off a short pier.
Hey, those black beans got to be dry.
Oh yeah, sort of the chickpeas. Chickpeas.
Yeah, they are dry.
You know what? Here's what I want in the salad: the driest salad possible.
Just a dust
not
salad.
Dust, because like, look, there's gonna be wet in there.
Dry out the lettuce. Leave it out in the sun for
a
while.
The lettuce can be fine, but like, dry off all the accoutrements.
Okay, so you want a nice dry salad?
Yeah. If I want it wet, I'll dress it. How about that?
But you don't put anything crunchy in your salad.
What do you mean? Lettuce is crunchy.
But that's like the height of crunchiness for you. You don't want anything
peppers
crunchier.
I put some broccoli, dry broccoli. I don't want like cooked broccoli.
See, when I'm talking crunch, here's what I'm talking about. Nuts.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
No, for me?
Walnuts, almonds, I've done it.
I'm not proud of it.
You know what? I'll only do an almond if I could balance it out with some dried cranberries.
We'll get to that. I like slice almonds in a salad.
What the fuck are we doing? Why are we doing this? What is this show?
Let me
tell
you.
Why do we do this once a week?
Let me tell you what my favorite nuts in a salad are.
No. I don't want to know.
No, I insist.
What are we?
Cashews.
I'm too soft. You're an idiot.
Too soft?
You're an idiot.
Cashews aren't soft. You're eating the wrong cashews. You're eating old cashews or new cashews.
You don't understand. You don't know from nuts, Tom.
No, you get some nice roasted cashews. They're nice, perfect amount of
crunch.
You're
a fucking idiot. Shut up about the cashews. So angry right now. I'm angry enough to murder you.
Are there any other... if you're not after a specific type of salad, which we'll be getting to, are there...
How much time do you think we have to talk about this thing that nobody cares about? Nobody cares about what we want on our salads.
What do you think are the worst ingredients?
Tofu. I don't like when people put tofu in salads.
Yeah, too wet.
Too wet?
Yeah.
I got no beef with tofu. I eat it a lot.
I got no tofu with beef.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
I don't particularly like, the only cheese I like is like a crumbled, like a goat cheese or a feta.
Okay.
Don't try to put grated cheddar cheese on my salad. What are we, six?
Yeah. You know what? And like grated cheddar cheese doesn't have enough taste. Like it gets overwhelmed by everything else. So you don't really taste it anyway.
Don't chop up a big tomato and put it in. Just use the cherry tomatoes, for Christ's sake, or the grape tomatoes.
You know what? I don't like tomatoes in my salad. Full stop.
Beets. I like beets in salads. Do you like beets in salads?
I like beets if it's like a beet salad. If it's been engineered correctly.
Mm.
With complimentary tastes. I don't trust myself to put beets in a salad that I'm making. So I'll put conflicting flavors in there.
You know what? That's the grand thing about salads, Tom. You put it all in, you mix it all up. It doesn't matter.
No,
you don't have to worry about
matter.
Balancing the flavors. No, that's a myth. That's what the Emeril Lagasse's and the Alex Gornishelli's want you to believe, that like you can't make these decisions for yourself. Tom, you can make a salad any way you want. It's fine. It's great. All it has to be is little pieces of food in a bowl that you eat at once.
Tim, I want to talk about some of the big salads, some of the real big salads.
Can we get this over with?
All right, I'm going to skip to my favorite.
Okay.
I'm talking dinner salads here, not side salads, not apps.
All right.
Caesar, Chef, Cobb.
Wait, is this your list or are you just reading
this
a
list?
This
is just a list. But
why
then
are
I'll
we
tell,
doing
but then
this?
Listen. I'll tell you my favorite, a Michigan salad.
What's a Michigan salad? Does it have that frog in it?
Michigan J Frog?
Yeah. It's
no.
His legs.
It has greens, of course.
Okay.
Dried tomatoes or dried cherries or cranberries.
I'll tell you this. I like dried.
Yeah. Blue cheese. a vinaigrette, and walnuts or pecans.
A vinaigrette?
Mm-hmm.
Balsamic or none?
I prefer, with this type of salad, a raspberry vinaigrette.
What's a vinaigrette?
I think it's just vinegar mixed with something.
Okay.
It's like the lighter...
It's a sweeter vinegar.
Yeah. And like a vinaigrette in general is, you know, healthier than like a creamy, like a ranch or something.
Can you repeat what's in it again? I was reading personal emails instead of listening to you.
Salad greens.
Okay.
Dried cherries or dried cranberries.
Okay. Dried cherries are BS.
Blue cheese, vinaigrette, and walnuts or pecans.
Yeah, sure. What is this, a Michigan salad, you said?
Yeah, Tim, I said it's a Michigan salad. They're popular in the Detroit area.
First of all, I dispute that. You know, there's some guy like Tim Allen. It's like, well, Tim Allen wouldn't be caught dead eating a salad.
He'd be like,
how about you put some steak
in
on
there.
It?
I lied when I said that's my favorite salad. That's my favorite, like, normal
salad.
Wow,
plot twist.
You know what my favorite salad is, which is kind of like not even a salad in my book.
Chex Mix.
No, well,
Cheez-It party mix.
A Waldorf salad.
What is that? Walnuts?
Apples?
Oh, apples and salad. Underrated, by the way.
Apples, celery, grapes, walnuts. This particular one says mayonnaise and lettuce. But I prefer this with a yogurt sauce instead of mayonnaise.
Okay. You want me to act like I'm shocked?
Impressed. Or you're like, oh, wow.
Let me come at you. Oh, no.
Clever choice.
That salad stinks, Tom. Don't eat that salad.
Have you ever had, I don't think I've ever really had a dessert salad, but I looked a few up.
A fruit salad? I've had a fruit
salad.
No,
well, yeah,
I guess a fruit salad. By the way. Get out of town. Who wants it? Who
They're
wants
delicious.
Cantaloupe? There's always too much cantaloupe. Melons of all sorts in that thing.
But that's the beautiful thing. It's mixing everything together. You pick and choose what you want to eat.
No.
When you're scooping it out and you leave everybody else the shit.
No.
Got
a freaking grape in there.
Well, there's grape. Ambrosia salad.
Yeah, that's got like... cream in it, whipped cream.
Yeah, I think so. This I hadn't heard. I mean, it sounds delicious, but the idea that you put salad in here, well, I guess it is a mixture.
Somebody downloaded this episode and was just like, okay, now I'm just gonna hear these guys list salad ingredients for an hour.
Snicker.
Hey, is that what they want? Is that what you guys want?
Snicker,
right in.
Snickers salad.
Okay. How is this different than Chex Mix?
Snickers, Granny Smith apples, you already said apples, whipped cream, and pudding.
That's not a salad, but I'll eat the shit
out of it. It's
a dessert
salad.
It's pudding with candy in it, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's for a dessert.
That's not a salad. You can't call that a salad.
It's pudding with candy and apples in it.
Is a soup a salad?
Boy, that's a good question.
Yeah. It really makes you think when they have a soup and salad combo.
You know what? It's not because...
When they say, hey, super salad, you'd be like, oh, what's the difference?
I mean, maybe it is. If you,
you
get
idiot.
The ingredients so small that they become a liquid.
Yeah, I guess.
It makes sense.
Yeah, everything's made up of small things.
Have you ever heard of glorified rice?
Glorified rice?
Yeah.
It's
a type of dessert salad.
No.
It is rice, crushed pineapple, and whipped cream.
Rice isn't a dessert.
No, but
rice with whipped cream
and crushed pineapple. See, and I like this because it's truth in advertising. They're telling you this is just glorified rice.
Yeah.
I'm going to try making it.
No, you're not, Tom.
Yeah, I am.
What kind of rice?
Rice, man. White rice.
There's so many. You can't just say, oh, white rice.
Just white rice.
Is that what it says?
Short
in the-
grain. You happy now?
Sure, I am, actually.
I'm sure it's like the same type of rice you would make rice pudding out of.
Okay, rice pudding's gross.
Rice pudding is gross. Yeah. That's not on the list at all.
Yeah.
So those are all the salads.
Kraft has a recipe for mom's glorified rice.
Uh-huh.
And they say long grain white rice.
Well, this is Tom's glorified rice, and it requires short
grain. This has
grain.
Marshmallows in it, Tom.
I don't like marshmallows and things.
What about in s'mores?
Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, marshmallows on their own.
Say that. Say the word I just said.
Marshmallows?
No, no.
S'mores?
Yeah. You say s'mores, right?
S'mores, yeah.
There's the generation ahead of us says this, s'mores.
Well, I mean, that's what it's an abbreviation for.
I know, but it's like, yeah, well, we abbreviated it for a reason.
We abbreviated it further.
I'll have a s'more.
We turned it from two syllables into one.
Yeah, we're innovating. Mm-hmm. We don't have time. We eat so many s'mores that it's just like if we made that two syllables, we'd freaking lose our minds. We wouldn't have time to make all the s'mores.
Yeah.
It would just be called one. I'll just have one, not some more.
Oh, I see. It would get to that point, huh?
Yeah, I'll just have that thing.
Wow, I'm sick to even think about.
Yeah. You ever fry... toast a Twinkie over a fire?
I think so. I don't think I really liked it.
You know what? I didn't care for it that much.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did it right. If you get the inside hot enough, it tastes like marshmallows in there. But you don't like marshmallows, so
yeah. Well, and I don't want the inside to be marshmallows. I want the inside to be Twinkie cream.
Well, you know what? You're an idiot.
Do you want to solve a problem?
Have you talked enough about salads to your liking?
I mean,
do you want to list off other things to put in salads?
I mean, I'd like to get your take on a few dressings.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you this much. Salad dressing.
We skip dressing, and dressing makes or breaks a salad.
Let's make this a lightning round.
Okay.
We'll each give a yay or nay.
Yeah. Blue cheese.
Gross. There's mold in it.
No, yay, 100%.
Nay, mold in it. We were not meant to eat mold.
Caesar salad. Caesar dressing, rather.
Nay, that has anchovies in it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't eat that shit. I'm a vegetarian.
Well, they have vegetarian Caesar dressing. I think most Caesar dressing doesn't actually have anchovies at this point.
Yeah, but it's the spirit of it.
And it's like sardines.
Yeah. What did I say? Anchovies? Sardines?
Yeah, anchovies, whatever. Which are sardines.
Yeah, I'm not really clear.
I think
there's
like pickled anchovies.
Marika's giving us
Marika has no idea.
Yeah. She wants us to stop talking about salad and go home.
Olive oil.
Yay.
Yeah, it has to be done right. Not with every salad.
Okay. Not in glorified rice.
French dressing.
What's that?
It's French dressing.
Yeah, but what's in it?
I don't know.
Orange one?
Yeah, it's
nay.
You suck.
What?
French dressing, yay.
What's in it?
France.
You know what?
Baguettes and yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Honey Dijon.
No. Nay.
I don't like it on a salad.
Yeah.
I like it with other as like a dip.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
Yay.
No, balsamic vinegar.
Yay.
Yeah. Oil and balsamic. That's all you need.
Italian dressing.
It's fine, yay.
Isn't that kind of like...
It's mostly just oil and vinegar, but just some spices.
With some spices,
there,
yeah.
Hey, and I like the spice.
I like it a spice. Ranch. Not on a salad. Not on most things, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like to dip certain gluttonous things in ranch.
You know what? I do, but everything you can have with ranch dressing, there's a better option than ranch.
Yeah, like Goldschlager.
Goldschlager.
I dip crazy
blue cheese or something. Russian dressing.
That's also an orange one.
Yeah,
but this has like chopped up pickles in it or something.
I think it might have relish in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Nay.
That was an island.
What's it? That was an
also
island.
Has relish.
Yeah. No. Nay. But I do like a special sauce on a Big Mac.
And then vinaigrette. Oh, so you like special sauce on a Big Mac, but you don't like
on a salad?
Caesar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I could see your point.
And then vinaigrette was the last one I had. Yeah, I think those are all the major salad dressings.
Yeah, I go light on dressing no matter what I'm doing. Look, let the veggies be the star here.
Absolutely. I mean, you're defeating the purpose if you put too much dressing on.
Yeah. And also, can I just say, people always get on me about how much, you're spending, why don't you go get your $13 salad for lunch? I'm getting a big freaking meal full of fresh vegetables and and in some cases beans. Yeah, I'm gonna spend $13 on that, and I'm not. Okay, I can spend $6 on some trash sandwich somewhere. Mm-hmm. Great, fine. Live your life that way. But see if I care. Stop. Guess what? Sometimes a salad's expensive. And so if it's quality, it's worth it. So go screw.
Must be nice to be so rich. These must be your salad days.
Yeah, they are. I'm very rich. I'm the great man. Everybody loves me. And so fuck you if you don't think I deserve a salad at any price that I choose to pay. I have agency. Wow. Don't deny me my agency.
Would you like to solve a problem?
Yep. Hit it, Marika. Are we recording?
Sorry, recording.
Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
We're going to solve a problem. Hey, if you have a problem you want us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. And also, if you're coming to one of these London shows, we want to solve your problem on stage. It'll be so much fun. You'll come up on stage. We'll be really nice to you. You'll get a prize. Mm-hmm. Honestly, couldn't be better for all involved. so email us and put what night you're coming,
yes.
What show you're going to. This one comes from a fella. I'm not gonna say his name. You want to give
Larry.
Larry. Tom, I got news for you. This guy's name really is Larry.
That happens almost every week.
Boys, got myself a big problem over here. Oh, this is relevant. My partner has decided it's okay to burp and apologize. I don't do this. Any burp is done quietly, mouth closed, and or away from her. You've got to do whatever you can to maintain the magic. My partner has now taken the approach of just burping and then saying sorry. How can I get her to start showing me the same respect I show her? I appreciate the apology, but I'd rather no burp or a more controlled release in a more respectful manner. Keep on keeping on, boys.
Uh-huh.
Larry.
I'll say this. I've never been, like, offended at a girl burping.
I've never been offended at a girl burping specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I used to think burps were funny. Within, like, the last 5 years...
You've grown out of it.
It's completely flipped where... A burp is the grossest thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
Like, remember that that scene in Billy Madison where the kid is burping the alphabet at lunch and Adam Sandler's like, that's the grossest thing I've ever seen. I never understood that joke. I was like, right. Yeah, it's just a kid burping. Now I'm just like, holy shit. Yeah. I feel like I want to vomit. So it's not just women. It's
so you can...
Sometimes we'll be recording and you'll just burp right into the mic.
Usually in between segments.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, Tom. Like, I've never been angrier at you when you do that.
Why do you think it's so gross? Especially, like, into a microphone. It's like you're hearing it, but it's not like the waves are hitting. You're hearing a digitized version of my burp.
You will still do this thing where you'll burp and then quickly blow.
To get it out of the way.
No, to, like, blow the burp in
no,
somebody's face.
No, I don't do that anymore. That was a young man's game.
I feel like you're trying to relive your salad days.
I've aged out of that. Depending on the person. Sometimes there are a few people that I will do that at.
I don't know what it is. It's the
just
sound of it. It's the rumbling of it. It's the disrespectful nature of it. I don't like a burp. Occasionally I'll let one fly at home. And
oh, what a hypocrite.
Yeah, I know. And my wife will be like, oh,
hit
that's
you in the head with
disgusting.
A rolling pin.
And I'll be like, yes, I'm very, very sorry that happened.
I'll go sleep on the couch.
Yeah, and then I get to watch Cheers.
She's like, you want to sleep on the couch just so you can watch TV.
Yeah, well, maybe if you'd let me watch Cheers in bed, I'd sleep in the bed. I got to see Sam and Diane and Coach and the rest of the gang. I love it.
Did it say how long they've been dating?
No, but I will say this. There's a P.S.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago when Tinder was first appearing, I messaged saying that my friends, who were a couple, were both using Tinder to see who got the most attention. You read out the problem on the show, funny as always.
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Well, that couple got engaged last week, and my partner and I are best man and bridesmaid, respectively. All's well that ends well, eh?
Wow, so I guess it's our invite got lost in the mail.
Yeah. So I think our advice to them was probably like break up if you're going to be on Tinder. So like,
no, I might be. I don't know if I'm remembering it or just this is my normal take that like, oh, you're both going to do that, and the woman is going to get a lot more attention than the guy, and then she's going to be like, oh, why am I with you? But apparently,
I don't remember this at all. Tom,
mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on burping. And your mind initially went to, oh, yeah, well, some people have a problem with women mm-hmm. burping. And, like, that's not the issue here, I don't think. I think it's a matter of adults don't like to be burped, don't like to hear other people burping.
I was going to say it's a matter of trust.
Huh?
Huh? I would say...
Are we going to play the Billy Joel song at that point?
Hopefully during that point, okay. When it was quiet.
Cool. We'll just play the whole thing front to back.
Yeah. One, two,
one. That's that song. Oh, what? That is the lamest thing that ever happened in rock and roll, that he sang the 1, 2, 3, 4. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Tim, you've been in bands. Usually it's the singer that counts off, and he counts off by singing.
I know, and I also hate the one. Two. We just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
A one and a two and a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now you got it.
I would say in general, in a relationship, like if you tell somebody, I don't like that, that's gross. And as long as it's not like a thing they can't help themselves from doing, don't do it. That nothing wears down a relationship quicker than like,
Or if
somebody's like, hey, burps gross me out. And you're like, oh, really? And I'm like, all right, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case here, though. I think Larry and his partner have quite a connection.
But he said that they're trying to keep the
magic alive.
The magic alive, yeah. And that will kill the magic.
Look, you can't
death by a thousand
keep
cuts.
The magic alive at all. You know, like, you got to let her be
at
yourself.
At all.
No, like, on all fronts, right?
Yeah.
Like... Look, they're like at some point people have to. You have to accept people, warts and all, burps and all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You should probably wear noise canceling headphones around the house. And if she wants to talk to you, you should come up with hand signals.
I wish you hadn't brought that up, Tim. I had noise canceling headphones being delivered to my home today, and they got delivered while I was waiting for the bus. And I was like, maybe there's enough time for me to go get them at the front desk. So I was like, I'm going to run to the front desk. And I ran to the front desk, and it was closed. And then I had to run back, and I almost missed the bus. So I really wish he hadn't brought up noise-canceling headphones. That's all I can think about anyway.
Anybody wanted to hear that story?
I don't care if anybody wanted to hear it.
I think Larry should get noise-canceling headphones, wear them around the house until his partner can assure him that she will not burp and then go, sorry, with her little problem child shit-eating grin. Yeah. Do you think she's got a red bowl cut like the problem child?
Yeah, maybe you gotta just stop eating beans for dinner.
Yeah.
And drinking root beer all the time.
Yeah. But in the meantime, noise-canceling headphones, come up with if she needs to say something to you, have some hand signals.
Yeah. Learn American Sign Language.
You learn American Sign Language, but if she really needs to say something urgently, mm-hmm. you have to say, like, all right, this is the high sign. You come up with something. You don't tell anybody
else
what it is.
Well, no, give her, like, a strobe light, so even if he's not facing her, she can turn on the strobe light and he'll see it.
This makes sense. You can buy both those things at tcgte.com/Amazon. That's where you can get strobe lights and noise-canceling headphones. And a book that will show you all the ASL things.
Yeah, probably like videos and all kinds of stuff.
Should we just... should I learn American Sign Language?
I mean, I know the alphabet. I don't know.
Yeah, but you spell out things all day. That'll take forever.
Yeah, I know. But it's better than nothing. It's better than what you would have to do, which is just like, I'll write it down, I guess.
No, I'm going to learn the whole thing.
Yeah, but now you don't know it. The whole thing? Everything?
Yeah, every word. Even the new words that, like, I'll learn how to, like, say, like...
That something's lit.
Yeah, or like humble brag.
Or AF.
Like, yeah.
I already
know
AF.
How to do AF.
Yeah.
Is it like this?
What? No. What are you doing?
ASL, man.
If you have a problem, you feel like it's a solve, you can email us, thecompleteguideteverything@gmail.com. Like Tim said, if you're coming to these live shows, send an email, put in the subject what day you're coming.
Thanks for the...
thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
If you like the show, go to tcgt.com to find out more. As Tim said, if you want to support the show, you could go to tcgt.com/Amazon for books about American Sign Language, noise-canceling headphones, and lots of other products. They've really been filling out our offerings lately. Or you can go to tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you can get monthly or weekly bonus episodes, mini episodes of things like Fast Food Friday, Justice League Review or Justice League Minute, Riverdale Review, and many...
Which will return in the fall, by the way.
Yeah, many more return with Riverdale. And you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Complete Guide. Follow us on Twitter @Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me there @YourPalTim.
Yeah, that's all the stuff.
Upon further reflection, Tom, mm-hmm. I don't think you know the sign language alphabet.
I do.
I don't think you do.
I'm doing it right now.
You're not doing it
right
now.
No, I'm doing
it
right now.
Maybe later.
Tim, it's disgusting that you would say, I'm not doing it while I'm doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you're clearly
here,
not.
I'll go through the whole alphabet again.
What are you up to now?
F.
What about now?
Q. I
thought it was going to be U.
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
Yeah. I know the crude signs.
The middle finger, is that what you... That's not sign language, what you just
did. I think
did.
It is.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.